Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
On Friday night, May 5th, Funny River Road and Milepost 8 was closed due to road sloughing. According to KPB alerts, the Alaska Department of Transportation closed Funny River Road to make road repairs. Due to the full closure of Funny River Road, the Kenai Peninsula Office of Emergency Management called all Funny River landlines and registered cell phones within the area to notify them of the closure. Central Emergency Services at Funny River Station No. 5 included a four-man crew that worked throughout the road closure, planning medical transports and airlifts in case they were needed throughout the weekend. Crews with the Alaska Department of Transportation worked throughout the weekend to make repairs to Funny River Road. Mile 8 of Funny River Road was renamed the Sinkhole de Mayo as a new culvert had to be replaced throughout the weekend. As of 10 a.m. Sunday, May 7th, Funny River Road reopened at Milepost 8 to one lane only. Motorists are asked to slow down as they go across the gravel surface, adhere to road signs, and yield to crews and equipment. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District will receive full funding to the cap from the Kenai Peninsula Borough with the approval of the $54.7 million in Kenai Peninsula Borough funding through the consent agenda at the May 2nd Assembly meeting. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Machicki confirmed the approved spending and issued some direction for the district.
At the Assembly meeting, the Assembly approved the $54.7 million to the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. That is funding to the cap. There are funding issues at the borough for the school district. We decided to fund for the cap and not have that fight. We have our own requests of the district. You've heard me talk about the thousands of kids that are attending homeschool out of district. I want to work hard to bring them back. Those are customers of ours. I want them to attend our homeschool district. I think that's $7 million that's leaking out of the district. We need to compete with IDEA to bring them back.
Kenai Peninsula Borough School District President Debbie Carey thanked the borough for the full funding and the support of the school district.
Thank you for fully funding to the cap this year and for your support of education and the investment of what education does for our students and recognizing how important it is. And also, just take a moment and thank you for the resolution that you sent to the state on behalf of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District and encouraging them to fund education in a meaningful way this year.
The $54.7 million in borough funds comes from a proposed overall Kenai Peninsula Borough budget of $175.6 million. The borough funding includes about $41.9 million in appropriations and about $12.8 million in in-kind services. That is the maximum amount the borough could contribute to the district for the upcoming school year and is about $2.2 million more than 2022-23. Funding from the Kenai Peninsula Borough may be subject to increases based on the amount of funding approved in the Alaska state budget and possible increases to the state formula funding. The Kenai Fire Department received additional revenue from the Supplemental Emergency Medical Transport Program that was not budgeted in fiscal year 23. Now those funds are being put toward the purchase of an inflatable rescue boat and to provide training during the upcoming rescue boat operator course in June. Kenai City Manager Terry Eubanks talks about the available funds.
Related to the supplemental emergency medical transport payments, it's a new program out there by which the city can seek additional reimbursement for Medicaid transports. For fiscal years 20 and 21, the city has received its interim payment, so initial payments on those. Those payments this year totaled in excess of $646,000. So when Chief approached me with the need for additional capabilities in a boat, thought that would be an excellent source that we could use to fund this.
More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.